bound for South Australia, 8th to the 14th of May, 1836. The Duke of York was approaching the equator, and the crew was keen to indulge in some fun. On sea voyages, crossing the equator is known as crossing the line, and a visit from King Neptune ensured that all those who had never crossed the equator before were initiated. Captain Morgan, however, with his strong religious views, would not allow it. It was a beastly practice and was attended in general with envy, malice, and other ill consequences which I had known to create and remain during a whole voyage. I would not sanction it. The John Peary was still north of the equator. Crew and passengers had some anxious moments when a suspicious vessel approached them. Captain Martin reported the incident in his diary. At 8 a.m., a vessel hove in sight astern. She sailed remarkably fast and was soon near enough for us to make her out to be a suspicious-looking schooner, so all our muskets were got ready in case of being attacked. She then hauled close to the wind and was soon out of sight. There is little doubt but she was either a pirate or slave vessel. John Brown, also on board the John Peary, gave some insight into the conditions for the passengers. The heat was really intolerable. Most of the passengers have slept upon deck every night for the last week, as the steerage is like a hot oven. We have seen a great number of porpoises and other large fish swimming about the vessel for several days past, but have never been able to catch one until this morning, having made a shark hook out of an iron bolt. We had the pleasure to haul in one of these voracious animals, which was afterwards cooked and considered a great treat by the people.